computer experts, said to be allied with Russia, have created a weapon with the ability to cause major damage to the world's electrical systems. Researchers have identified the cyber weapon as a harmful software program or virus. They say it is designed to interfere with a computer's normal operations. The researchers are calling this malware program Crash Override or Industroyer. It is known to have affected the electrical system in Ukraine in December 2016. The attack briefly cut off 1/5 of all electric power in Kyiv, the capital. The cybersecurity business Dragos identified the malware in a report released on June 12th. It said Russian government hackers appeared interested in targeting power centers in countries other than Ukraine. Currently, the malware is able to attack power systems across Europe and Asia. But Dragos said it could be used against the United States. With only some small modifications, it could cause power outages of up to a few days in parts of the U.S. electric grid. That information comes from Dragos's Threat Intelligence Director, Sergio Caltagirón. The company believes that with other changes, the malware could also attack local transportation providers, water systems, and natural gas suppliers. Researchers say hackers linked to Russia have shown an interest in targeting such infrastructure. News of the malware's discovery led the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to make an announcement on June 12th. It advised all critical infrastructure operators to make sure they were following suggested rules for security. Dragos identified the group responsible for creating the new malware as Electrum. The company said it strongly believes that Electrum used the same computer systems as the hackers who attacked Ukraine's electrical grid in December 2015. The 2015 attack left 225,000 people without power. U.S. researchers found that Russian government hackers were responsible. That attack was linked to a group called Sandworm, which is said to have ties to the Russian government. Drago said that Sandworm and Electrum are either the same group or two separate groups working within the same organization. Researchers are not sure if they are individuals working for the Russian government or actual government employees. In the 2016 attack, the malware helped the hackers to get control of Ukraine's power supply. Daniel Gunter of Dragos told the Washington Post newspaper, "What was shocking about the Crash Override malware is that it is part of a larger framework." He said that it works like a Swiss Army knife, where you can open the different tools you need to perform different operations. In theory, the Crash Override malware can be changed to attack different kinds of control systems. ESET, a Slovakian research group, collected malware samples from the 2016 attack. The group later shared them with Dragos. ESET has named the malware Industroyer, while Dragos is calling it Crash Override. The malware was specifically designed to cause harm or destroy industrial control systems. It represents the most powerful threat since Stuxnet, a worm created by the United States and Israel to slow Iran's nuclear activities. I'm Phil Dierking.